Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's take a look at how Jesus illustrated a principle using humor. I'm going to read you from the great passage in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 7, verses 3, 4, and 5, where we read this. "And why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye? Or how can you say to your brother, 'Let me remove the speck from your eye,' and look, a plank is in your own eye? Hypocrite! First remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." In the previous lines in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus warned us against judging each other, especially judging another by a standard we do not judge ourselves by. Now, in the following words, Jesus gave an illustration regarding the danger of judging others. Jesus asked, "Why do you look at the speck in your brother's eye, but do not consider the plank in your own eye?" The figures of a speck and a plank are real figures, yet they're used humorously. Jesus showed how we're generally far more tolerant to ourselves and our own sin than we are to the sins of others. You know, though there might be a literal speck in someone's eye, there obviously would not be a literal plank in or board in someone's eye. Jesus used these exaggerated, humorous pictures to make his message easier to understand and more memorable. And when you think about it, it's a funny picture. A man with a board sticking out of his eye, trying to help remove a speck from his friend's eye. You can't think of this picture without smiling and being amused by it. Sometimes people think of Jesus as a man without humor, but the illustration he used here seems more out of a Three Stooges film than from a systematic theology. Though it's funny to think about, the spirit of judging that Jesus exposed with this is very real. One example of looking for a speck in the eye of another while ignoring the plank in someone's own eye is when the religious leaders brought the woman taken in adultery to Jesus. She had certainly sinned, but their sin was much worse than hers, and Jesus exposed it as such with the statement, "He who is without sin among you, let him throw a stone at her first." That's in John chapter 8. Yet here in Matthew 7, notice what Jesus said. He said, "Look, a plank is in your own eye." Jesus indicated that the one with a plank in his own eye would not immediately be aware of it. He'd be blind to his obvious fault. It's the attempt to correct the fault of someone else when we ourselves have the same or a greater fault. That's what earned the accusation hypocrite from Jesus. Now, that's a strong word, but rightly said. Jesus said that the man who fusses about small sins in others, yet pays no attention to greater sins in himself, is a hypocrite. Our hypocrisy in these matters is almost always more evident to other people than it is to ourselves. You see, we may find a way to ignore the plank in our own eye, but others notice it immediately. A good example of this kind of hypocrisy was David's reaction to Nathan's story about a man who unjustly stole and killed another man's lamb. David quickly condemned the man, but was blind to his own sin, which was much greater. Well, what did Jesus say to do? Well, he said, "First, remove the plank from your own eye, and then you will see clearly to remove the speck from your brother's eye." Notice, Jesus didn't say that it was wrong to help our brother with the speck in his eye. It was a good thing to help your brother with his speck, but not before dealing with the plank in your own eye. In his Poor Richard's Almanac, Benjamin Franklin put the same idea into different words. He wrote this, "Clean your finger before you point at my spots." Sometimes we need to speak to others about their problems, but first we need to deal with our own. To do otherwise is evidence of hypocrisy. So let's take this humorous image that Jesus used to express this important truth and deal with what's going on in our own life before we try to deal with what's going on in the lives of others. And we, by the power of Jesus, can have that attitude today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.